One chapati. Later I'm doing more.
Pawan is feeding us all from his own plate.
Sit down. Spoon?
Yeah, it's a new spoon. Mm-hmm. I think Jagannath Sutta bought it. And a few others.
That article is very nice. Jagannath.
Jagajivan. There's one article that he wrote for the BTG
about reply.
Reply that he did for one magazine. Apparently just ran out of it.
I bought some pictures.
Kishan.
Jewelry, everything is made there at New Vrindavan. So we have very expert figures.
You can have so many engagements simply by making dress. Women. Simply for cooking. Women. Simply by cleansing the floor. What do you mean, Krishna? Easiest method. Everyone can demand Krishna concerts in any circumstance. Ahituki aprithiyata. It is not condition that you have to become like this, then you become Krishna. No. In whatever position you are, you become Krishna. No extra intelligence required. Trivigrahara dhananitanana singhara dhanaman jiramanj. Either you dress the deity or you cleanse the floor of the temple, the same thing. You get the desert, same. Tanmandira marjana adishu. Anything you do. Somebody is cleansing, somebody is chanting, somebody is cooking, somebody is painting, somebody is selling. Both. Everything is Krishna. And that is the best yoga. Same yukta tamo mataha. Yogi nama api sarvesu. Of all the yogis, is thinking of me. All is in Krishna consciousness. Is the top of the yoga. By meditation, I am trying to become God. By meditation, one can become God. This is the policy. Krishna, when he exhibited his godly power at the age of 3 months, where was meditation? God is always God. He cannot become by meditation, God. can become godly, that is possible.
People become very enamored by this mystic display. Uh-huh. He was speaking about mystic power.
For Puranas, I love to try for 400 years. Why mystic power? To show some jaggery, I can fly in the sky, I can walk on the water. By this mystic power, they create amazement and become imitation God.
And then get some money.
Imitation God you can become, but you cannot become real God. That is not good. That is one. Mattaparataram nanyo. That's all. Asamavata, nobody equal to me, nobody better than me. So why should you waste your time to become God? You cannot become, actually. So why should you waste your time? Remain silent. That is your achievement. Get this light. No, not that. Inside. Can give me a little pineapple juice. Is it possible?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can sit down here. Then also for Maharajas. So when you started from New Vrindavan?
This morning.
And you're coming directly here?
Yes.
By plane?
Yes. Left New Vrindavan about 9 o'clock. The plane left Pittsburgh at 11:30.
To
arrived, arrived here at 3:50.
Pittsburgh.
We stopped in Chicago for 1 hour.
Oh.
You go to Detroit from here?
Hmm. That is for that.
Satsrup Maharaj and Jayadwaita will be in Detroit also.
Oh.
Wait, anxiously waiting.
Jayadwaita?
You have seen our Detroit new?
No.
Oh, you're doing a great pilot.
I heard you.
It was constructed by spending $6 million.
Many years ago.
Yes.
Yes.
And it is a nice palace. And we got it for 300,000.
Srila Prabhupada personally made the arrangement.
Yes. The man was asking 350,000. So that's an ordinary arrangement. 10% down. I made a bargain. All right, I'll give you 300,000 cash. Accept it. So he immediately accepted. There was no money. Then one girl contributed 150,000. And
is that the Ruther girl?
Yes.
The Ruther?
Yes.
And how are you? Oh, I'm really mad at you.
They have some fresh pineapples in a juicing machine just across the road, so someone's gone for some now. Maybe 5 minutes.
You have seen the new publication?
Which?
Bhagavatam.
I was just looking at it. He was saying that you had two copies and I should ask for one.
Yes. Okay.
They're getting better and better.
Yes. And now Ramesha Maharaj is guiding them.
Yes, he's very expert.
Where is the other cup? Other cup.
Other coffee.
You want to see?
That gentleman who came, sitting in his cap.
That Indian man?
Indian.
The print is larger in this volume?
It's just, it's the new standard since the fifth canto.
You're saying?
No, just I typed a little. I read a little.
Pictures in this new Bhagavatam are the best yet.
These books will satisfy everyone, Srila Prabhupada. These books will satisfy everyone's desires.
If they want blood and thunder, this.
You can give one sack to him and one sack.
Yeah. He's getting one now.
Oh, he has one.
He's got one. He's getting one for Rudan and the marriage.
The lawyer, he's come to see Darshan in the garden for the last two nights. He's been giving us a lot of assistance in our legal needs. And he seems to be very inquisitive about Krishna consciousness. He's downstairs now. I wonder if he could come up until...
He has some inquiries?
Well, he seems to be eating up the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. He's very eager to hear. But he's downstairs right
he's
now.
He's charging us lower rates. Working as hard as he can for us at practically no profit to himself.
Yeah, something must we give. Amen.
Can I ask him to come out then?
Yeah.
Over here.
This is the greatest gift to the Prabhupada. The greatest contribution, Prabhupada said.
Srila Prabhupada has said all the sannyasis he's taken. I'm sure.
You understand?
He likes sitting Indian style.
Oh, this is fine, thank you.
His name is Jay Warner.
Yes, I. Jaddi Sreshta, Tatta Deva Idare Jana. Anything which is accepted by needing man, that is accepted by others. So you are one of the leading men in the society, lawyer. If you understand our philosophy, and many others will follow. So kindly try to understand our philosophy thoroughly, and then others will follow. He is a big lawyer, he is a Krishna conscious man. If you have any doubt, you can ask and try to explain. Asangsana samadgram maam kudyatha gyasasi tachino. Find out this verse. It must be distinct from other paintings.
Who did that mean?
I think that was done. Everyone has done one picture.
That picture of Lona Sringadev killing all the demon armies. It's the most amazing picture. He has about 20 armies.
Mm-hmm.
I do have one question. How can one establish faith in the principle of reincarnation? How can one come to believe in it?
Incarnation of God?
Transmigration.
That is a very simple thing. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, you are a child, that's right. Why are you not a child?
You were a child before?
Yes.
And where is that body?
Where is the body of the child?
Yeah. You are a child. And where is that body?
It is grown into a man.
Grown or it is changed? The same thing. But that that body is no more existing. Is it not?
Yes, it's
the
not.
Body may vanquish, but you are going through. That is incarnation. The child body is vanquished. It is no more existing. Either you say grow or I may say it has changed. That body is finished. Is it not?
Yes.
But you are still existing.
I still feel that I am myself.
Huh?
I still feel that I am myself.
Yeah. That means you are in the child body and you are in this young man's body. So you are existing, but the body has changed. Where is it difficult to understand?
Where is it difficult to answer?
Where is it difficult to understand?
You are, when the child's body, that body is no longer existing. You are in a different body.
The difficulty for me reaches from the moment retroactively before the moment of birth or past the moment of death. How can one come to have faith that there is life after one leaves his body?
This is the proof. A child may not understand that there is laughter. His childhood body, there is another body, boyhood body or youthhood body. He may not understand, but that is the fact. If the child says, there is no more body, this is the final body, but that is not the fact. He is going to get another body, which is a boy's body, young man's body, old man's body. Similarly, you may believe or not believe, you are going to get another body. The proof is that you have no more the child's body, you have got a different body. The common sense reasoning.
That is true. But the difficulty for me is that although my spirit wants to believe in transmigration, the scientific upbringing that was inculcated in me from a child has a hard time.
Oh, what is that scientific?
Through empirical evidence, through evidence.
This is evident. I ask you, show me your childhood body. Where it is? Can you show? That is finished. So if the childhood body finished, you get another body, boyhood body. Similarly, the conclusion should be that after this body I'm old man, it will be finished, and then I'll get another body.
That makes sense.
Very common sense. But we are so dull-headed, we cannot understand.
I'm so what?
We are so dull-headed.
We are dull-headed,
Just like in the... what is it called? movie school.
Film strip.
Huh?
Film strip.
Film, yes. There are hundreds of bodies in the film, and when they played, it seems that it's the same, one man is moving. But actually, in the film, there are hundreds of bodies. But it is changing so swiftly, it appears one.
Man's eye cannot see it change.
Huh?
A man's eye cannot see it change.
Yes. By nature's law, it is changing every second in such swift way that we cannot understand.
How does one give up the fear of dying?
There is no death. You change body. Because the body is lost, you are no more, you do not possess the childhood body, youthful body. That does not mean you are dead. You are living, the body has changed. But because we do not know the sign, we think the body is finished, therefore it is dead. Therefore we have to learn Bhagavad Gita. Najayate namriyati va kadachi. End of this verse.
For the soul, there is never birth nor death, nor, having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
That's it. So, as a lawyer, when there is some dispute, you refer to the law book. Similarly, when there is dispute, how the soul is immortal, the body is changing, you refer to Bhagavad Gita. You find it clear. Najayate namriyate, clearly say. Explain.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Qualitatively, the small, atomic, fragmental part of the Supreme Spirit is one with the Supreme. He undergoes no change, no changes like the body. Sometimes the soul is called the steady.
Bring little salt.
Or kutastha. The body is subject to six kinds of transformations. It takes its birth in the womb of the mother's body, remains for some time, grows, produces some effects, gradually dwindles, and at last vanishes into oblivion. The soul, however, does not go through such changes. The soul is not born, but because he takes on a material body, the body takes its birth. The soul does not take birth there, and the soul does not die. Anything which has birth also has death, and because the soul has no birth, he therefore has no past, present, or future. He is eternal, ever-existing, and primeval. That is, there is no trace in history of his coming into being. Under the impression of the body, we seek the history of birth, etc., of the soul. The soul does not at any time become old as the body does. The so-called old man, therefore, feels himself to be in the same spirit as in his childhood or youth. The changes of the body do not affect the soul. The soul does not deteriorate like a tree nor anything material. The soul has no byproduct either. The byproducts of the body, namely children, are also different individual souls, and owing to the body, they appear as children of a particular man. The body develops because of the soul's presence, but the soul has neither offshoots nor change. Therefore, the soul is free from the six changes of the body. In the Katha Upanishad, also we find a similar passage which reads, Najayate mriyate va vipaschin, nayam kutaschin navibhuva kaschin, ajo nityak sasito jampurano, nahanyate hanyamane sharire. The meaning and purport of this verse is the same as in the Bhagavad Gita. But here in this verse, there is one special word, vipaschin, which means learned or with knowledge. The soul is full of knowledge, or full always with consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is a symptom of the soul. Even if one does not find the soul within the heart, where he is situated, one can still understand the presence of the soul simply by the presence of consciousness. Sometimes we do not find the sun in the sky owing to clouds or for some other reason, but the light of the sun is always there, and we are convinced that it is therefore daytime. As soon as there is a little light in the sky, early in the morning, we can understand that the sun is in the sky. Similarly, since there is some consciousness in all bodies, whether man or animal, we can understand the presence of the soul. This consciousness of the soul is, however, different from the consciousness of the Supreme, because the Supreme Consciousness is all knowledge, past, present, and future. The consciousness of the individual soul is prone to be forgetful. When he is forgetful of his real nature, he obtains education and enlightenment from the superior lessons of Krishna. But Krishna is not like the forgetful soul. If so, Krishna's teachings of Bhagavad Gita would be useless. There are two kinds of souls, namely the minute particle soul, Anuatma, and the super soul, the Vibhu Atma. This is also confirmed in the Katha Upanishad in this way. Anor aniyan mahato mahiyan atmasya jantor nihito guhayam tammakratuk pashyati vita shoko dhatuk prasadan mahimanam atmana. Both the super soul, Paramatma, and the atomic soul, Jivatma, are situated on the same tree of the body, within the same heart of the living being, and only one who has become free from all material desires as well as lamentations can, by the grace of the Supreme, understand the glories of the soul. Krishna is the fountainhead of the super soul also, as it will be disclosed in the following chapters. And Arjuna is the atomic soul, forgetful of his real nature. Therefore, he requires to be enlightened by Krishna or by his bona fide representative, the spiritual master.
Any question upon this statement? The statement given in the Bhagavad Gita, in the part we have explained. If you have got any question over it.
Excuse me.
Do you have any question about what Prabhupada said here? About the Prabhu? Any question?
I think I understood it.
Beautiful purport. Mm-hmm. That's a nice purport. Mm-hmm. I think we're supposed to go for the movie.
Oh, when?
It is ready.